Welcome to episode 13 of the Field Day Podcast, brought to you by the Ohio Farm Bureau Federation. I am your host, Jordan Haywisher, Director of Water Quality and Research with Farm Bureau. Today, we kind of jump out of the environmental scene and go to insurance. I talked to a roundtable of sorts with Dan Durheim, Shonda Vega from Nationwide Insurance, and then Tim Hicks, who manages that relationship from the Farm Bureau side. I talked to them before the holidays and just kind of sat down, and we just did kind of a roundtable on what's what with different programs from Farm Bureau and Nationwide together, and just really had a nice conversation. You know, we tried our best to spice up a topic that is insurance, but, you know, it's kind of fun to sit back and talk about the roots of Nationwide, the roots of Farm Bureau, and how those are intertwined, and, you know, and how Nationwide got its start and kind of has been just a rolling boulder downhill ever since. So it was a fun conversation, and I hope you enjoy it as much as we did. Enjoy. All right, we'll get started. I have a full house here from Nationwide and one of our representatives from Farm Bureau. I guess we'll go around the room and tell me who you are, what you do, where'd you come from, kind of all that good stuff. So we'll start with Tim.
Hi, my name is Tim Hicks. I have worked for Farm Bureau for about 5 years, and my current role within Farm Bureau is kind of twofold. I work with our partners at Nationwide and work with them and come up with strategy and creative solutions to better connect our members with the great products and services that they have. And then I engage the kind of the broader agribusiness community in different opportunities that we can kind of work together to serve Farm Bureau members.
Nice. Dan?
Hey, thanks, Jordan. Dan Durheim with Nationwide. I've been with Nationwide now a couple of years, moved to Columbus after having a stint with the American Farm Bureau, both in Washington, D.C., Chicago, and my homeland in Minnesota, where I started as an area program director. But I work on the sponsor relations team, which is the way that we connect with the board of directors and the industry affairs approach to Nationwide as we connect with agriculture and agricultural businesses.
Nice. Shonda?
Hey, Jordan. Thanks for having us. So I'm Shonda Vega. I'm a account executive in the sponsor relations area of Nationwide. Dan, who you just heard, is my big boss. Yeah. I've been in this role 4 months now. It's been a good ride so far. Previously, I was in the affinity solutions area of Nationwide, managing our partnerships with, for example, Ohio State Alumni Association. Previous to coming to Nationwide, I've been in marketing roles most of my life, about 6 years in the nonprofit space and then another 6 years in the medical space. So insurance and Farm Bureau, you know, still trying to learn my way and make my way around, but a great place to be, and I'm excited to be here to talk about it.
Nice. So I know a lot of our members, a lot of the people listening, general public may know why Farm Bureau and Nationwide are connected. So I guess whoever wants to go, why Nationwide, why Farm Bureau, why are we here? What's the connective point with Nationwide and Farm Bureau?
That's a great question and point, Jordan. And I think it actually goes back to the beginning of Nationwide's start. Right, so Nationwide started with a loan from the Ohio Farm Bureau, and one of the things that's core then and is core today is that we saw that there was a need to serve, right? Farmers and ranchers, or in this state, farmers, right, really had a need to have a specific product that would take care of and was priced accordingly for the needs to protect the things that mattered most to them. If you fast forward to today, much the same, right? Our heritage is in the same place. What are those incredible solutions that customers, members need and desire? And that's at the very core of who Nationwide is today. And I love working for an organization that is as committed to the people as when it started, right? It's so you think about that initial loan, that meaningless little bit of $10,000 that has turned a company like Nationwide into a, you know, Fortune 100 company based upon the needs of farmers and ranchers and being relevant to what happens in those communities. And I think that's a really neat story as to why we still have a very deep relationship. And there's a lot of business components to that that are focused around things like, does the relationship really matter? When we look at our bottom line, we can see that Farm Bureau matters. Farm Bureau members matter to our base. They're good business. They have more policies per household. It's just good. And I think this is because it's where the rubber meets the road, that deep-seated connectivity to what's going on. As you can imagine, a big organization, a big enterprise like Nationwide, we're focused on a lot of things, but we have, through this relationship with the Farm Bureau, it begins with trust for us. We have a deeply trusted relationship where we expect Farm Bureau to know what's going on in agriculture and its community, and bringing those needs to Nationwide with a potential solution. Much the way you guys set policy and look at, hey, this starts as a water issue, something near and dear to Jordan, right? And then what is this resolution? What's the solve for this? You don't just leave it at the doorstep and say, here's a need, Nationwide or government, take care of this. You hold the same accountability to Nationwide, I think, as you look at advocacy and some other things like that. So to me, it's very much wrapped into our heritage, and we take that extremely seriously to figure out what are those solutions to the needs that farmers have. For us, it's a triad. It's about connectivity, relevance, and trust. And it all starts with a trusted relationship. And looking at, you know, here we are, fast forward. You guys are going to be 100 years old. And shortly thereafter, Nationwide will be 100 years old, right? That's the power that comes from this relationship.
Well, I think it's really neat, too. We don't just talk the talk, we walk the walk, up to our leadership and our board of directors. So we have 17 board members, and 9 of them are farmers.
Mm-hmm.
And then what, seven
of the 9 are from Farm Bureau?
Yeah. So it's, they're at the top of the house working with our leadership, making sure that the agriculture voice is heard and that our products and services represent that.
Yeah, it's always interesting because you know, who understands risk more than like a person running a family farm that has millions of dollars worth of assets and their marketing stuff, and they have to go through weather changes and retirement and, generation planning and all this stuff that wraps up perfectly into all the products that you guys, have to offer. So nothing says risk management like a business owner and also, a family farm owner, which is a large makeup of your farming
members.
And the
beauty of what you're just talking about there, Jordan, is that most people think of risk as something on their auto or their home or directly on liability to their farm. But there's another whole side of risk of what happens to you as a human as you prepare for retirement, as you look for savings, as you look at, investments and different things like that. That's one of the things that I'm the most proud of is a program called Land is Your Legacy for us, which is actually came through our board of directors and said, hey, one of the things that we see in our own operations is that it's hard to transition plan. What is that platform? And in true Nationwide fashion, the education is provided at no cost. Let's sit down and have a conversation. Let's go to a seminar. Tim just did a great series, 9-part series around financial strategies and investments for farmers, where we teamed up with Farm Bureau Nationwide, a local attorney, an accountant, our friends at Farm Credit, and other lending institutions that really help what's the need of the farmer again, and how do we prepare for those things? And Farm Bureau and Nationwide can come in with a solution that says, let's have the tough conversation. What are we doing? And then our hope and our expectation is that that member will look to us to say, okay, now I have to fund the solution that makes these things happen. But at the very core of it, the simplicity of it, right? For me, it's all got to be simple. What's the need? What's the potential solution? And have we done enough as a trusted partner to earn that right to be considered for your business?
Yeah, and you guys are, we all see commercials from different insurance companies, and you kind of get the general landscape, but the one thing, even before I started with Farm Bureau and knew a little bit more about Nationwide, is the thing that came across to me is it is the ultimate premium brand in insurance. But that doesn't mean, super, super expensive per se, but it means that you guys offer such a wide variety of programs and products for people to, have their car insured all the way up to, their family farm and whatever else. So I just see you guys as such a premium brand, and it comes through in some of the programs you guys offer.
I have a question, Jordan. Can you sing the jingle?
Yeah, Nationwide is on your side.
That's not singing it. That's saying
it. Said it, buddy.
I know. I mean,
come on,
guys. This is my podcast. it says with Jordan Haywisher. This is
we're
not.
We're gonna end with the jingle. We can all sing it.
Hey,
together.
I mean, maybe I do it all the time. So this is the one time of the day I'm not gonna be singing the jingle. Okay.
my kids sing the jingle often.
Appreciate it. I think you're right. I mean, it's a well-known brand. We've gone back to the N and Eagle, which was our original logo from. Left the frame logo. So going back to our roots, and it's a brand that's been around for, almost 100 years. And, traveling around Ohio, and I also cover territory in West Virginia, sometimes we hear, like, you know, Nationwide's not the cheapest. You know, and what we try to sell is that our products and programs are going to cover you, you know, no matter what. You know, we are known for our customer service. We're known for our claims. We're financially backed to where we're not going to leave you high and dry when, you know, a catastrophe hits or that claim comes up. So I would agree, and I think Dan would too, that we are a premium brand. We may not be the cheapest. Sometimes we are. But it's definitely backed with products and services that almost have a 100-year legacy that we can stand by.
Yeah, I mean, because you see, I think the stability is the biggest part for me, right, that jumps out, let alone the products, because, you know, with, you know, since Katrina and that whole landscape of how weather events have been happening all over the country, you guys have gone from, you know, Fortune 73 to 69 to 66 or whatever, climbing up the list while in this kind of tumultuous time period for insurance companies and just people in general. Tumultuous. That is the word of the day. Can't spell it.
Plethora and tumultuous.
I can't spell it, but I can use it in a sentence.
Yeah, I bet Tim can spell it, though.
No, mine is gregarious.
Gregarious.
All three of you are rather gregarious. So, my favorite thing about the relationship that we have with Nationwide, and it's kind of been talked around a little bit today, but, like, you know, it's all about that relationship that we have at a lot of different levels. So you've got the board of directors of Nationwide. They've got a great relationship with Ohio Farm Bureau Board of Directors and leadership, and among the other eight sponsor states that you guys have a relationship with. Shauna and I have a relationship. We talk regularly.
Tim calls me.
Yeah.
I'm
just
kidding.
Was it three tablespoons or four tablespoons?
And you normally answer. The relationships between county leaders and field staff for Ohio Farm Bureau with Nationwide agents, you've got all these different products and solutions, and we're working with the folks at Nationwide to make sure that they are the best. So right now it's great because the farm insurance product that Nationwide has is the best on the market, and we can kind of hang our hat on that. Mm-hmm. That our exclusive insurance provider has the best product out there, and that's great, and we're going to try to build and communicate and maintain that relationship so that they maintain that that status, that they maintain that that level of professionalism and expertise and value that we know is in the farming community's best interests. And so as we kind of work at that relationship at so many different levels, that's what it's all about, whether it's the field staff working with the agent, whether it's a County Farm Bureau president, having a relationship, because we know, kind of academically and empirically, looking at the metrics, that the opportunity's there, the solutions are there, all of the resources that Nationwide brings to the table for our relationship are great. And that's kind of one of the things as we're kind of going into a new business relationship with Nationwide and Farm Bureau. That's kind of where we're kind of continuing the conversation internally within Farm Bureau, is how are we making sure that we're building that connectivity or building that relationship value, that ROI, to the great partners that we have.
And I think Nationwide, a testament to that, Tim, is, you know, we attend the board meetings where we can, the State Farm Bureau board meetings. And one of the things that has continued to gain a little momentum was from board members to say, teach us how to advocate on behalf of Nationwide. So we've introduced a program called Understanding Nationwide. And it's just a real simple 15-minute piece that has about a 3-minute testimonial in it. And one of the things that's unique is that the first three testimonials are all Farm Bureau members and leaders, one from New York, one from Pennsylvania, and then our very own Mike Boyard here in Ohio. And the really cool part from a filming perspective on that was the director doing it just had a list of six questions, and Mike and Patty Boyer came up for air about 3 hours into the conversation.
That's
and it was
right.
Just beautiful, because none of it was scripted, but it was this genuine piece of, here's what I needed on my farm, in my greenhouse operation in their case, and how I needed to transition this to the next generation of the family. And it was just so proud. And the even better part is, Patty did most of the talking, right? So it's just this, you see a whole piece of, and then we took that deck and said, okay, so if you're having a conversation with someone at the coffee shop or the country store, whatever it is that you call it in your neighborhood, you can talk about how you utilized a service or a solution from Nationwide to solve for what you had. And what we hope you're hearing and continue to hear is the value of this relationship. The value of the relationship between Farm Bureau and Nationwide has never been better. We know there's some differences, right? The way that discounts were applied and some of those things. But what I'm here to tell you is that the discount around farming and agriculture is still there, right? It's not going away. There are some bumps in the road and some interruptions that are beyond our control, but we are still committed to the Farm Bureau at its core, serving its members, serving its communities, and we take advantage of what each one of us does. I hope that Farm Bureau is as proud of what we do at Nationwide Children's as we are about how proud Farm Bureau is on doing opioid crisis things in rural Ohio, right? So we don't duplicate what each one of us is doing. We're making sure that those investments are reaching and amplifying as much as we can beyond that.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, not to get too far off subject, but it just kind of popped in my head when he talked about, the Boyerts, where that has to be such a challenge. I mean, we're not, you know, insurance agents, but it's supposed to be such a challenge dealing with farmers because they are so genuine and realistic, and they will tell you what's up, right? And but also when they actually care about something, they're not going to phone it in when they're saying, yes, I love Nationwide. Nationwide is my favorite. Like, they're going to say, oh my God, I love what this does for my farm. So it's got to be even more fulfilling when you get those genuine reactions.
And my favorite part of the conversation, it still sticks out. And every time I show the video, somebody laughs about it, and then we have a conversation. And it's Patty Boyard saying, yeah, at some point we want to slow down to 60 hours a week. Right?
Yeah.
And you just laugh about the fact that, wow, that goes beyond covering your home or your auto. It helps you as a human decide, hey, I haven't been on vacation. How do I help transition this business so that I can enjoy what nest egg I've built? And I think that's where we want to be.
And I think as we kind of continue to build these relationships, that's my word of the day. I'll keep bringing that up. But as we continue to build these relationships between the solutions partners within Nationwide and members and leaders and field staff across the state, we're going to be able to kind of look at the full breadth of those solutions that Nationwide has. So Nationwide, when you think of Nationwide, you think of the jingle, you think of Peyton Manning, and you think of insurance. That's been the bread and butter. That's how they started in 1926, and to where we are now in 2018. You know, they are still that. You are still that. But you have a lot more to offer. So we've been engaged in some conversations, not to double dip into the Boyert pool again, but we had some conversations with them on retirement planning to kind of continue that conversation. So,
and can I just tell you? I mean, we were around their kitchen table. I mean, it was fantastic. Just in today's environment, when we are so digital and we're texting, or like you said, across the Thanksgiving table, FaceTiming, things like that. To really just have this genuine business conversation around their kitchen table, and I hope they don't mind we're talking about this. It was so genuine. They were so real, talking about their life and what they need. And, we weren't there really in the sales persona. We were there just trying to learn so that we can kind of take back to our, specifically here, retirement plans team to say, this is what we're hearing from, farmers and people in the ag world and what they need. And just to kind of do some of that collection around their farmhouse kitchen table was just super cool. And we just don't get those real connections a lot these days. So to have that in this job was really cool. And to know that leaving that, we will be able to have a solution that will meet their needs. And even they said, we have so many friends with these same questions and same needs. So how we can kind of evolve and build these solutions from having a kitchen table conversation, I thought was really cool.
Yeah, and that's a good approach too, because focus groups are great. Getting opinions, soliciting opinions, surveys, and all that stuff are great. But there's nothing. There's something about the nuances about some of those genuine conversations you can have at someone's dinner table or leaning up against a truck or whatever has always kind of been the backbone of information sharing when it comes to farming. And I think I'm glad you guys are taking that approach, because I think that will gather kind of those small little trinkets that you can take back and build into something bigger.
Another one of those great successes for us based on need didn't actually start in Ohio. It actually started in Iowa, but a new program we've launched called Golden Owl. Brad Liggett the president of our nationwide ag business, was with a ag teacher who said, hey, it was costing him a lot of money to take him personally a lot of money to take his students to their career development events and, you know, other things like that. And Brad came back and said, can't we do something? So we started this program called Golden Owl, where we're awarding, most of you probably heard about it, I hope so. If not, next year, make sure that you watch for details so that you can nominate your local ag teacher. But as we look at that, one of the things that we saw was how do we allow a community to recognize someone that's important to them at the core of their agricultural community, which in a lot of cases is your ag educator, right, in your high school or your college or somebody like that. And the cool part about this was it started in Iowa, and Iowa did a really good job of it, but there's not as much of a Farm Bureau presence in that one. So we brought it here to Ohio, and when Nationwide got engaged with Farm Bureau, we saw the numbers just go through the roof. And at the end of the day, more nominees from Ohio than Iowa, yay. But the matter of the fact is, more than I.O., now that I'm an Ohioan, right, buddy?
Well done. Well done.
The Minnesota one.
The Minnesota
one.
It'll come out at some point.
We have to have like 14 people to do the Minnesota one.
I could sing the Rouser, though. It would be really good.
For those listening, you went to Minnesota. You're from Minnesota. You let off with that. You're a gopher.
Gophers.
You used to be.
Go Gophers.
I have a few Buckeye things in my closet. Right. But to get back to the Golden Owl, what I think is really neat about that was when we brought it to Ohio, we said to the folks, the marketing geniuses, right, that put all this stuff together, hey, if we're going to do this in Ohio, we have to bring in our best partner, the Farm Bureau. And instantly, the field staff, all the state office staff said, we can make a grassroots movement out of this. And you know, I think the number that Tim wants to talk about a little later is probably 15%, right? 15% more impact in this state. And that's because of the grassroots commitment, the relevance, the connectivity that comes from this relationship. Jordan, to come right back to where we started, why does it matter? We saw a need, right? Whether it's around the kitchen table, leaning up against the truck, having a conversation with an ag educator, then how do we provide a solution? And this brings me to the point of, We think about things in a double bottom line at Nationwide. We know that customers expect great products, great service, and to be a great business. But they also believe in corporate social responsibility. When you think about the impacts that happen, because we are a fantastic business and have built that from that initial piece of farmers, now we can contribute to things like Nationwide Children's and smaller things like ag education improvements and, you know, other things like that that say, because we have this a great business, we can do more.
Yeah, I mean, going back to the ag educator piece, I mean, that's one of the things we've tried to do on our demonstration farms. We did a career day with about 130 FFA kids that came, and we wanted to introduce them to careers that aren't just farming, because a lot of those kids, like myself, may have grown up on the farm, and either the farm's not exactly what you want to go back to, or you kind of have a half interest, but you want to do engineering or science or something else. Is how do we set them up to be introduced to all these people that run the gamut of, I have, you know, my high school education all the way to my PhD and in between. And, you know, I think, you know, being able to support those ag educators in the systems that they come from is great, because that is the future of Farm Bureau and also Nationwide's, you know, agricultural influence, because, you know, the number of farmers are going down as the years go on. And then, but you still need people in that sector that have, you know, maybe a smaller farm set or a touch the industry. So I think that's such a great program to tie everybody in to services and support that Nationwide can provide.
And I think we also need to give some kudos to the Ohio FFA. They Absolutely. Did a great job also being our partner in this. And currently this week, they're helping us decide the winners. Yeah. So by the end of the year, the teachers in Ohio should know, I believe we're naming 10 total with right. one grand prize. So
it's going to be exciting.
Be exciting stuff, yeah. And hopefully more announcements later this, or not this month, December.
Yeah.
December we should.
That's right. Yeah. Depending on when you're listening.
Surprise visit.
You might already know.
Yeah.
You, in fact, might have already been the winner. So, hey.
Hey, congratulations.
Congratulations. Really happy for you. So, it's great partners with Nationwide. It's great partners with Ohio FFA to kind of make that program like that move forward with resounding success in year one right out the gate to be really, really beneficial to the Ohio's ag community. But then when we start thinking about some of the other programs that we work on. So, Dan, you had mentioned this past year, Ohio Farm Bureau worked with a series of partners to deliver the Ohio Farm Bureau Financial Essentials, and those programs really tried to take some of the some of the needs of our members and some of those needs of the community, and bring in subject matter experts to talk about some of the solutions that might be there, whether not product specific but solution specific to help address those needs. So Farm Credit of America was a big help to that, Write More Law, and then others, hoping to kind of continue that that program next year and bring in additional partners. As we work within the industry, we work with great partners at Ohio State University. We work with great partners in other commodity groups and other organizations in a way that that advances agriculture in Ohio, in a way that kind of works for farmers across Ohio and leverages all the solutions that you guys have to the betterment of agriculture, which is, at the end of the day, whether you're Ohio State University or Farm Bureau or Nationwide, you know, we're all in this space to help farmers in Ohio and across the nation succeed and be as successful and as positive of a work environment as we can get in that space.
So. Yeah, and I think to use your word, Tim, that you were using a little earlier, it's about the relationship, right? What you just showed us was that we don't have to own all of it. But when we think about the need mm-hmm. of where the farmer is, and Ohio State and FFA and 4-H and others have just been a huge component to figuring these things out, right? Is the dean is very anxious to have all of us collectively work together to solve those needs, whether it's on Lake Erie issues or it's on, you know, other things that we all want to be a part of this. We have to think about where our advocacy is, what happens in the legislature, what happens in the court of public opinion. All starts back at that kitchen table. Shonda, what a great example to think about us being out there thinking about the product solution. But that's much why the same way that Farm Bureau works to solve issues of relevance to keep farmers farming, right? I mean, what's common to any kind of production practice is that you have to have the social license to operate, right? Sometimes we fall on the side of science, which is great. I'm all for that. But we also have to help people understand why we do this. And I think that's where the collaboration and the relationship really comes to play, because we don't want to have adversaries that are unnecessary. It's going to happen sometimes, but I think that's what I value in this relationship, that says it's about the relationship of making sure the right solution partners are around the table, and then let us as a solution partner say our product is better or could better fit what you need. And if today it's not, then making sure that you have the awareness to choose is where we want you to be.
Yeah, and that's what I like about, I mean, Nationwide's obviously grown from that $10,000 loan in 26 to this huge company. And I know this is a Nationwide love fest that we're doing here.
Oh, big love fest.
You know,
oh,
but yeah, but it's genuine. This is what we do. This is what you guys do as
I
a career. But
willingly.
We appreciate it.
But the thing that I've noticed, as opposed to maybe some other companies and other sectors that grow from small to worldwide or nationwide, is you guys still, you know, peek across the street at Farm Bureau and the farmers in your community, and not just, oh my God, yeah, we got Brad Paisley and Peyton Manning and we're doing all this stuff. But it's like, you know, the people that you insure, their kids, you know, come to Nationwide Children's, and they see the logos everywhere. They see the stuff on TV. It's such a like micro to macro approach. And I think that really comes through with Nationwide's ability to kind of touch even the smallest partner in this whole thing to this broad Nationwide approach.
And I think that's why there's a lot of change afoot, right? One thing that has to happen is you have to change and adapt to continue to do that. Some things we're not going to give up. We love to have conversations around kitchen tables. We love to have deep-seated relationships. We also know that some people want to do business differently. Some people still want to walk in the front door to an agent. Some of them want to get online, as Shonda said, and have a digital effect. Some people want to pick up the phone and have an app. Some people we don't even know yet, right? If they're not going to drive their own cars and it's going to be autonomous. But what is that solution, right? Things that are never going to change, right? There's a need and there's got to be a solution for those needs. So we have to keep transforming this business. We take this very seriously to that very beginning of our heritage that said, solve this for me, right? That's the continuum that keeps moving us forward as we look at it.
And so moving forward to the future, is there anything that jumps out as a highlight to look forward to in 2019 or beyond? Anything that jumps off the page for you?
As far as our relationship?
Anything.
Centennial, yeah. Baby.
Well, yeah, we have centennial
we have
100, for Ohio Farm Bureau.
Anniversary coming up. We're going to be celebrating it all year. There's going to be a lot of opportunity that we're going to be engaged with both nationwide corporate and then county efforts and nationwide
yeah.
agents across.
You guys worked really close with our nationwide archives and historian to kind of get some really good footage and pictures and facts to help commemorate the event. And then, of course, there's the Chase Bryant concert presented by Nationwide. So we hope everyone will come out and celebrate and have a good time. But there's a few things in 2019 I'm particularly excited about. So I think as we talk about how we connect the organizations, one thing is we're looking at some safety programs mm-hmm. to roll out. It's kind of been Tim's baby mm-hmm. on some modules, but then also getting our risk. SMEs, subject matter experts, out to actually, work with the communities and deliver some content. I think that's going to be really excited, hopefully in Q1 to Q2 of next year.
Yeah, and I think over 2019, as we kind of continue this conversation, Dan had mentioned earlier the understanding Nationwide is we're kind of reorienting ourselves to this new relationship that we have with between the two organizations. And as we all kind of acclimate to the new temperature of the room, I'm really bullish and I'm really excited about kind of slow walking out some of the different solutions that are out there, helping to create and find ways that Nationwide solution partners, the great advisors, the insurance agents, the people that are subject matter experts, to get them out in front of our members and share and impart their kind of collective knowledge and resource capabilities to help address some of the issues that folks have around their family, around their business, around whether it's retirement planning solutions, which we're engaged in a series of conversations to help help make Nationwide's retirement planning offerings to farmers better. In that kitchen table conversation that Shonda mentioned, there were a few different reasons why we were doing that. One of them was to kind of help provide specific solutions to them and help address their issues, but it was also to internalize and kind of leverage our relationship to help position and help create better solutions on Nationwide side. So that's really where I think that we'll kind of continue to engage in that space in 2019 to help, I don't want to say direct because that's a little bit too forceful, but to help support a Fortune 60 plus company to be even more relevant to our members. And they're going to be doing that by servicing the need of our members and to be able to kind of be a part of it and to help kind of shape that to improve the lives of farmers in Ohio and the broader agribusiness community is pretty great. I'm looking forward to it.
And I think doing that with as much data as possible, when it comes to claims, what are the top mm-hmm. claims? How can we as two organizations try to curtail those and, mm-hmm. and provide information and training and products and services around that? So, I think as we can
think about the best accident is one that doesn't happen, right? So to that point, when we can learn from and really help educate then. And as we think about 2019, Jordan, we'll continue to do better at having the right speed and ease for customers to get what they want, right? The thing that won't change is our commitment to each other, right? Our commitment to the Farm Bureau, our commitment to being a mutual company. There's a lot of value in the fact that our shareholders are our members, right? There's nobody out there else directing. So we can make these major investments in better technology and better ways that we serve what's going on. Because it is changing. The way people drive is different. The way people take in information is different. The data that we collect, all of those things that are out there, I think members, Farm Bureau members particularly, expect us to know. Show up with the know. Show up with having had this deep relationship with the Farm Bureau to have the best solution for us to choose. And we are bullish enough to think we should have this deep-seated relationship that allows us to earn the right to your business.
Yeah, and I guess as I wrap a bow, on this conversation, I really appreciate you guys being here. As if you're a Farm Bureau member that's not with Nationwide, be curious and see what's out there for you and see the benefits and the programs, and vice versa. If you're a Nationwide policyholder and you're curious about what Farm Bureau could do for you, if you're you have some sort of operation or you just want to support the agricultural community, I would suggest being curious about Farm Bureau and checking that out. So any last rounds here for you?
One last word for me, right? So think about Farm Bureau members. Think about Nationwide as your company, right? The number one farm and ranch insurer across the United States with an exclusive relationship in 9 state farm bureaus. But think about this now impactful company to a community, to a business community, to its own community as being your company. This really started on the backs of farmers and ranchers in 1926, and we're happy to help you celebrate in 2019, where you started back in 1919, and we hope that you'll continue helping us celebrate into 2026 when Nationwide turns 100 years old.
Awesome. I think that's all I got for you guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jordan.
And that was Dan Durheim, Shonda Vega, and Tim Hicks. I appreciate the listen. You know, we're picking up some steam here. I think this is episode 13, so we're getting a good collection of episodes, and I've appreciated the feedback recently. If you have any feedback for me or any suggested topics you'd like to see, please email me at johoewischer@ofbf.org. And please rate and subscribe to the podcast. It helps us understand if you're enjoying the content, and we can either adjust it, change it, keep it the same, however we can to do to make sure that you guys are getting good content. And as always, visit ofbf.org if you want to learn more about Farm Bureau. And again, I appreciate the listen. Thank you.